Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I can listen to that tune 100 times on loop and still not get tired of it. So soothing and relaxing. Hope you had an amazing weekend, guys. I'm Karan Thabrani and I'll be giving you the top post stories of the day. Let's begin, shall we?
The top story of the day.
That Roger Federer has won the 8th Wimbledon title of his career. What's more astonishing is that it wasn't just today's victory that came in straight sets against Martin Cilic, but the entire tournament's matches that Federer won in straight sets. 6 games, 18 sets, 2 weeks. Unbelievable. This definitely has to be the best of his Wimbledon championships. Top form in the entire tournament. Today's game was so one-sided that honestly, it got boring halfway through the game. It was like father playing with a school-going kid. Such was Federer's dominance. What makes today's victory even more special is that this had been Federer's longest batting run in Wimbledon. So of the 8 championships, 5 were won in consecutive years between 2003 and 7. Then he won in 2009 and 2012. Which was a 2-year gap and a 3-year gap. And then today, after 5 years, 19th Grand Slam overall. Skipping the French Open to focus on Wimbledon paid off the best way possible. Legendary stuff. There was also the mixed doubles finals and the women's doubles finals today. But like I said, I couldn't care less about doubles tennis. That looked more like exhibition matches. Not too many football transfers today, so I'll quickly get done with those before moving on to cricket and F1. Nolito has left Manchester City and joined Sevilla on a 3-year deal. Transfer fees around £8 million. I read this news and instantly remember that I had covered this on one of last month's shows when Nolito had said that he and his daughter were depressed and how desperate he was for a move away from England. So clearly Manchester City didn't work for Nolito and he had to return to Spain after just 1 year. Another player who's returned to his former league from the Premier League is Clinton NG. It didn't work out for NG either as he's back to Liga 1. Forward was at Marseille on loan last season and is now back there on a permanent transfer. Sergio Romero has signed a 4-year contract extension with Manchester United. Coming to the more frequent news of this transfer window, AC Milan have signed yet another player and Chelsea have sent out yet another player on loan. AC Milan have signed Lucas Biglia from Lazio. The midfielder signed a 3-year deal and the transfer fee is around €17 million. Chelsea have sent out Marco van Ginkel out on loan to PSC Eindhoven for the second successive season. Moving on to F1, it was an easy weekend for Lewis Hamilton, who started on pole and finished on top. Hamilton was not just the race winner, but also the real winner in the championship battle. Hamilton started the race 20 points behind Vettel. Towards the end of the race, Vettel had a puncture and had to pit, eventually finishing 7th, meaning Vettel only now has a 1-point lead over Hamilton. Another big winner of the day with the other Mercedes driver, Valtteri Bottas. Bottas started 9th due to a 5-place penalty and eventually finished 2nd. Max Verstappen also won a lot of hearts in today's race after snatching 3rd from Vettel as the race began and then holding the German off for many laps in the initial stage of the race. Verstappen eventually finished 4th. Finally, moving on to cricket, we've got 2 cracking test matches in progress. In the first one, South Africa looked like they are going to level the series against England. England have been set a massive 470-4 to win in the final 2 days of the second test and were 1-for-no-loss after 4 overs. Clearly, England are looking to save the test. It's going to be interesting if they bat out the entire day tomorrow and lose not more than 3-4 wickets. In the other test, which is the only test happening between Sri Lanka and Zimbabwe in Sri Lanka, Zimbabwe are 252 for 6 in the third innings and lead by 262. How have Zimbabwe got to 252 is well beyond me, as they were 23 for 4 at one stage and looked like they would lose the test for sure. Instead, add about 100 more runs to their total and they would win for sure. That's all I've got for today. Thanks for tuning in and see you tomorrow.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.